Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Here comes McDavid. Backhand. Scores! Connor McDavid! He just went right down the middle and ties the game at five.
Against the New York Rangers, that was a beauty. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. Connor McDavid turning 25 today. Hey, I'm going to ask you a real personal question right now. Because I wore a mask as often as I could outside when we were in New York City for the 5 days. And it was depressing because I was in my hotel room about 80% of the time that we were there. And I was lucky because I didn't end up getting a knock on wood, so far I've been able to avoid it. But how many of you wear masks outside? Because the video, I mentioned AOC, who's a proponent of masks, not wearing a mask down in Florida, a state that's got certainly more relaxed standards than New York, and she was outside. So how many of you wear it? And you know what? When I went to Arizona, I didn't wear a mask. I'll be up front with you because I followed the rules of the respective state. So I'd like to know, how many of you wear masks when you're outside? And I mean, obviously, I'm not saying if there's no one within 50 feet of you. I'm saying maybe if you're walking around downtown or something. Do you wear a mask downtown outside? That's what I want to know. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line 780-496-0063. We are going to go to our Oilers Now headliner today, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. We welcome back the big man, Edmonton sporting icon, George Laroque. Hello, George. How are you doing?
Awesome, Bob. How's everything on your side?
Good. Are you in Montreal or still in Edmonton?
No, I'm back in Montreal now.
What's it like there right now, George? Is it basically completely locked down?
I wish I was still in Edmonton.
You wish you were still in Edmonton?
Yeah, I know, because, the situation here is pretty sad because there's a curfew at 10 o'clock. You're not allowed to visit anyone. It has to be everyone from the same address in the same house. The kids, they can't play sports. There's no sports. Minor hockey stopped. Everything is stopped. Everybody's complaining. Jeff Beachy's wife wrote a message. She's complaining, and she wants to go back to the States. Jeff Beachy wrote a message himself, too, complaining about the situation. We're hearing that there's a lot of players that don't want to be here anymore because just think about that, okay? When you play hockey, it's fun. You're on the road a lot. You do your thing. But you have family. You have family. You have kids. And when you have family and kids that can't go see anyone, kids cannot do anything, now they might be able to go back to school on Monday. For family, it's a lot of pressure. And if talking about all the American players that are here, they don't understand what's going on here compared to what's going on at home, right? So because of that, there's a lot of guys that don't want to be here anymore because it's hard on their family. So I put myself in Gorton's place that he has to find a way to get this team better. If a lot of guys wants to go, and, you know, the publicity that they're getting because of all this thing, it's going to be really hard to attract guys to come and play for them.
Well, we know this when it comes to Quebec politics, George. The provincial government, they can just do whatever they want, and they're kind of doing that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and a lot of people are getting frustrated, man. And you know, it's night and day. When I came to Edmonton, it was like I was in paradise compared to all the measure that they're having down there. And you know, think about it. The kids, they're at home. They can't do sports. The sport that they love, they have to wait. And the other day, there's some kids that were practicing at a rink, like three or four kids, and the police came. The police come and arrest the dad because kids wanted they were just practicing at the rink. We're not talking a full team. We're talking about a couple of kids that wanted to practice. It's pretty sad, what's going on, Bob. And you know, I hope, you know, this gets resolved quickly. But you know what? If you look at the situation, like, for example, you know, you have the government that are meeting the NHL talking about the Nordiques. Like, why doing this meeting now? There's so many things to solve right now.
Sorry, what's the government doing? They're meeting about what?
They met Bettman about the Nordiques because they wanted to know the interest of the NHL for bringing back the Nordiques. Quebec Nordiques.
They're not bringing the Nordiques.
I know they're not, but why is the Quebec government is meeting with Gary Bettman and Daly to ask the league interest about the Nordiques? You could even answer the question that to the fact the league was not going to be interested. And that's what they said. Publicly, the league said, we have no interest at the time and no discussion of bringing a team back to Quebec. But what I'm saying, Bob, is that imagine the kids that are in Montreal that are here that can't play hockey, everything is shut down, and now you're hearing the government having meetings about trying to bring the Nordiques when there's no sports right now. Put yourself in the kids' shoes when they're hearing that.
Well, the Quebec Major Junior League still shut down, right?
Yes, everything is shut down.
I'm watching the Edmonton Oil Kings practice. Their whole team just had, George, all but six members of the Edmonton Oilers have tested positive with the Omicron variant. The Oil Kings, we had Kurt Hill on it, ran right through their team. They're going to get back and play Saturday and Sunday. We have an afternoon game here against Brandon, and then a night game on Saturday between the Oilers and the Ottawa Senators. So there are parts, and you know what? We probably have people that are listening to the show right now that are saying, that's wrong. Alberta's doing it wrong. It should be like Quebec. Everything should be shut down. We probably have some people that would say it that way, that they think, and we have others that are saying we need to make sure the elderly are taken care of and people that have health challenges and make sure that you know they're vaccinated and we're looking after these people, but we got to get everybody else going back and getting our society back up. And what about the long-term mental health of younger people? So there's the range that's kind of out there right now, George, and you can't please anybody.
Yeah, but you know the one thing that I want to, the people that think they should be more measured, they have to understand one thing. The people that are at risk, they're the same people that were at risk with the cold. If you're at risk with the cold, you know, you stay at home if your health is not as good. Because, Bob, where is the cold? You know, I know we're talking about Omicron and the virus and all that stuff, but as far as I know, every year there is millions of people that were dying of the cold. And now the cold doesn't exist anymore. We're only talking about the COVID, the virus. But, you know, where's the cold? When somebody's coughing now, he doesn't have the cold. He has COVID. And it's so mental now that now the mental aspect of it is affecting people. Now people are scared of one another. People are wondering what's going on. Kids are affected. There's a lot of people affected by it because it goes above what the virus itself is. It's like right now, we're talking so much about it. There's so much negativity that is affecting people. It's affecting kids, and it's affecting their education because sports is such an important sport. Sports is such an important part of education for the kids, right? So you look at all that, it's been so negative that it's hard on people. And that's why, like, when you look at things, you're almost wondering when it's going to go back to normal. Because if every year or every 6 months, Bob, we want to give a name to a certain cold that we're going to have every year, it's never going to end. Like, when is this going to end? Like, when I look at this, it's so demoralizing. I have, like everybody, I have to take the shot so I could travel, see my kids in Edmonton, and now we have to take three. Now we have to take four. Like, when is it going to end? How many are we going to have? Is this going to be forever? I don't understand it. You know, we live in a society of law, which we have to respect the law so we can live in harmony, have our own liberty. But even when we do, it feels like we don't. So that's why I understand the frustration for a lot of people.
Yes.
Because it is frustrating because it's been going on forever. And we keep saying, and it's to protect you for this, protect you for that. But people that have two shots, you're still getting it. So, you know, when is it going to end?
All right. You can text us at 780-496-0063. That is what many of us are thinking, Bob. When is it ever going to end? George knows what's going on. God bless him, says another texter. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Oilers GM says, George, with common sense, that's lacking with you sometimes, Bob. Well, I don't think George and me are that diametrically opposed. Adam says, George is 100%. You need to listen. Hallelujah, George. Finally, somebody on the radio with some cojones. That one comes to us from Chris. You can text us at 780-496-0063. David Staples has turned into a left-wing nut job. I'm going to tell you right now, that ain't happening. He doesn't want the province shut down, as a texter suggests. George, we even had somebody text in just on Evander Kane, okay?
Yeah.
I got to find the... Oh, where is it? Because the guy was... that texted us. Bob, isn't this your left-wing communist utopia you Edmontonians always wanted? Even LaRocque says Alberta's paradise. Wake up, sheeple. Ryan from Pinoca. Well, I think he's saying it's paradise in relation to where it's at right now in Quebec, where they're completely locked down.
Exactly. Thanks for specifying it for him.
Yes. Okay. CB says, Bob, on December the 27th, Reuters reported U.S. health authorities on Monday the 27th shortened the recommended isolation time for Americans with asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 5 days. Kane reportedly tested positive for COVID on December 21st, and then he flew to Vancouver December 29th. Could it be argued that Kane, in his own mind, would be eligible to travel December the 26th from CB? He was an American League player at that time, and I think they had a 10-day scenario in place for how long you had to sit out for. Whatever the case, we'll continue to monitor. George, it might be a mute point. Evander Kane might not even be eligible to play again this season. We'll have to decide what the NHL decides to do. In your opinion, should Evander Kane... first of all, are you surprised that lots of NHL teams would have interest in Evander Kane?
No, I'm not, because think about it. Like, first of all, everything that Evander Kane has done in the past is bad. Like, I'm not endorsing anything that he has done. And the fact that all his teammates went to the gym and they said, it's him or us, because they didn't want to play with him anymore, tells you the kind of teammates that he was. But look at it this way. You're looking at a guy now that pretty much has no leverage, that could join a team for pretty much not more than $1 million to finish the year. So halfway through the year, we're talking about a guy that will cost you $500,000 to be the third best forward with the Oilers, that has half of a season to get his reputation back to, so he could hope to sign a multi-year contract after a half a season. So that guy, is not a team has nothing to lose to try with him half a season, $500,000, and see what he could do. Because if you look at last year with the Sharks, as bad as he was off the ice, he had his best career season with him and stuff. He is a hell of a player. He's a good player. And with the Oilers, like, he would help them a lot because of physicality. He's fast. He could score goals. He could do a lot of things. And I think that what he would do if he played in Edmonton, he would want to prove people wrong that are all saying that he would be a cancer. It would be his last chance. I know he had many chances, but he knows that whatever team he would finish the season with, that's his last chance. And if he did anything, it would be done. And that's why I think that he would seize that chance. But again, as you said, what we just heard about him, the fact that he traveled to Canada, and then I'm not too sure about it, you know, the league's going to give him probably a couple of games suspension.
Oh, it might be more. He's already had a 21-game suspension. We don't know what's going to happen here, okay? We don't know what's going to happen. But
yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy. George, I just got it. Just before I let you go here, because I got to wrap up, I want to read some more texts, okay? Damn rights, George LaRocque, you're the man. You're not a media stooge. Chris from Edmonton says, please tell George he's 100% right. George, you're the man. Thank you for speaking up. Kevin says, Bob, if you're scared, stay home. The rest of us need to leave our lives. Notice how the truckers are now allowed to cross freely. Now unvaccinated and no quarantine. Ottawa sure changed their tune quickly, knowing that 15,000 truckers were going to be affected and we needed supplies. Another texter says, great rent, big man. Way to go. Tell Big George it's 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Another texter says, Bob, an emphatic no on wearing a mask outside and keep preaching, George. George, we're going to have to bring you back in the show next Thursday, okay?
You can bring me any week. You can bring me any day if you want.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on, George.
Thank you, brother.
You bet. 1:49 in Edmonton, and we'll wrap up Oilers Now after this.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
1:52 in Edmonton. Cars cost less in Wetaskiwin, but did you know that Brent Ridge Ford is in Wetaskiwin as a 10-time President's Award winner for customer satisfaction? What does it mean? It means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, making sure advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes, with the exception of GST, if those attributes are important to you. Phone our friends, Uncle Milt, Rich, Jenny, and the gang, 1-877-477-3673, or visit BrentRidge.com. As we head into the Oilers Now Prospect Report, for Scott Arthur Millwork, custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork, visit ScottArthurMillwork.com. The Central Scouting Rankings came out. Here's Brendan Escott.
Yeah, and to nobody's surprise, Shane Wright still holding down that top spot overall, but among North American skaters as well. And then you'll see St. Albert product and Winnipeg ice forward Matthew Savoy. He's ranked third behind U.S. product centerman Logan Cooley. Savoy leading the Western Hockey League right now, 52 points in 34 games. He's playing on that loaded Winnipeg side. His teammate Connor Geeky right behind him at number four.
Geeky is 6'4" power forward. All right, Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years for a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations. They now got one in Red Deer and Calgary as well. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stoffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. Brendan Escott likes the Texan. Reed likes the meat lovers. As we head into List A in Oilers history for New West Travel, we've got a trip planned. I think we got over 70 people going so far. Nashville in April. Hopefully things have opened up at that time again. If you're looking for a great Oilers road trip, fly nonstop to Smashville, Nash Vegas with Flair Airlines. Watch the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. Here's Brendan.
Okay, we talked a lot about McDavid, so I went a different direction. 1991, Mark Messier gets his 1,000th career point. He assisted on Glenn Anderson's 400th career goal in a 5-3 win over the Flyers, each of them factoring in on the Oilers' final three goals of the game. Bill Ranford outdueled Ron Hextall in net.
Ron Hextall getting a little bit of shade thrown his way from Bobby Clark a couple days ago from Hexie's time as GM of the Philadelphia Flyers. German Rupstoff, remember him? This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip, fly nonstop Nashville. Again, in April, see the Oilers play just $1,750. Visit online, newwesttravel.com. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports. What's shaking?
You're going to hear from former Edmonton football team legend Warren Moon, as well as Elks defensive line coach Demetrius Maxey. Also an update on the Oil Kings as they get ready to return to action on Saturday.
Got about 14 guys on the ice today. Tomorrow for Mid-City Construction Management, Elliot Friedman for Horse Racing Alberta Sports at Mark Spector. And we'll have a prominent voice out of Ottawa as well. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then the 6:30 Chat Afternoons with Jaylen and I from 3 to 6. Special thanks to all of you for listening and those of you that took time to text us as well. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chat.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.